This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and special guest Charlie LaDuff. It is Saturday, April the 1st, 2023. First order of business, as always, we want to remember the men and women in law enforcement who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight we remember Huntsville, Alabama police officer Garrett Crumby. End of watch, Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. His killer is alive, but is in custody. Special shout out to our special listeners, Little Billy Keebler of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department. Stay safe, one and all. Also, special shout out to Ms. Crabtree, who is still under the weather. Get well soon, madam. Anyways, once again, we have a very special guest, our friend Charlie LaDuff, host of the No BS News, which is a podcast on YouTube all over the place. Charlie, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Let's start with the beginning here. Officer Crumby out of Alabama, what was the circumstances of his death?
He was responding to a shots fired call in, because a woman apparently called 911 and reported that she'd been shot. So when Officer Crumby and another officer responded to the scene, they were ambushed by the subject.
Oh, fuck it. I'm sorry. I apologize. We talked about that off air. I'm sorry for swearing, but that's the truth. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, who's answering the bell? Who's answering the bell? Ladies and gentlemen listening, all three of you listening to this podcast, this is joke scoop. Listen, man, the government does not answer what we're asking of them. They don't answer our phone calls. And the only wing of government that does answer us is the police. The only ones that care about you, that actually take an oath and answer every call. Okay, they don't do every call anymore, but they do more calls than the congressman, the state senator. They answer, no questions asked. They show up. And Officer Crumby, God bless you and your family. And I hope the state of Alabama and your jurisdiction takes care of the people you left behind. Because without you, we're nothing.
Right, right. And Charlie, unfortunately, we're one of the very few shows out here that read the names every single week. And this all started back in 2014 when officers Lou and Ramos of the New York City Police Department were shot and killed having a break in their patrol car. And they're working overtime 5 days before Christmas because, frankly, they needed the money. But anyways, before we
as you know, it happens every week. So right. Why are we losing our minds and we're letting some kind of social media, and we know what they're doing, we know who they're in bed with, why are we letting them think what we think? I know what I think. That I know brave people that are flawed people that are still brave people that are trying to keep this thing together called us, U.S., us. So respect. I'll stop there.
Right. Anyways, how are we doing? I'm sorry we left you out of the conversation, but we're just red hot and rolling.
It's all right. No sweat.
Can I do no sweat? Hey, Walter, can I do a dramatic reading from Mark Twain, Letters from the Earth, Chapter 1, Paragraph 1. The Creator sat upon the throne thinking. Behind him stretched the illimitable continent of heaven, steeped in a glory of light and color. Before him rose the black night of space like a wall. His mighty bulk towered rugged and mountain-like into the zenith, and his divine head blazed like there was a distant sun. His feet stood there, three colossal figures, diminished to extinction almost by contrast, archangels, their heads level with his ankle bone. Can I interpret that?
Go right ahead, sir.
Crap, nobody reads this anymore. What is he saying? Well, he needs an editor. An editor. I'm not going to sit on the toilet on my Twitter and read that. I'm not going to do it. Get to the point, bro.
Right.
And what's the point of modern America, boys? What's the point? The point is we got to be together. We all know we're getting sold out. Stop picking a side and at least know we're getting sold out. And then we can argue after that, but we got to arrive at the fuck. I'm sorry. I didn't say the whole word. I apologize. We have to arrive at the number. The number is we're not doing well. The dollar's not doing well. Our children aren't doing well. The union's not doing well. So we need something more than what these clowns are telling us. I stop. Go ahead. Sorry, guys. Thanks for having me.
You're absolutely right, Charlie. It's like the system just wants to keep dividing us. We got male, female, black or white, transgender, not transgender, gay and straight, cop and criminal. I mean, where does it end? I mean, we're all over the age of 50. I mean, if you remember back in the 60s and 70s, we had none of this, but we nobody can get along. And we're all balkanized, you know. We got one neighborhood's full of whites, one neighborhood's full of blacks, one neighborhood's full of Hispanics, another neighborhood's full of Indians, another neighborhood's full of Middle Eastern people, and we just don't get along, and we just don't associate with each other. It's like we're just like, instead of 50 states, we're just thousands of different individual states. And,
we're totally the 60s. I mean, at least in the 60s, the liberal, like, did you remember, you guys can throw this up in the, after effects, the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago, Mayor Daley. That was the super, for better lack of word, liberals, the hippies. The hippies attacked their own party. They got their heads beat in. The whole world is watching. They didn't like what they were seeing. So they challenged their own wing of the party. Richard Nixon won that thing by pretty much a landslide, as he did in 1972. Got their heads beat in. I mean, this is my people over here. My people were actually probably the ones beating the hippies on the heads. But I'm the hippie generation after them. And now where is anything? They're lying to us. We now know what? That the vaccination story was a lie. I got the music?
Yep. We're coming for a break. All right, folks, we're just getting warmed up. When we come back, Charlie LaDuff from the No BS News will come out and give us his words of wisdom. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take away, boys.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine. the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We have a special guest. Actually, he's not a guest. He's a member of the family, Charlie LaDuff from the No BS News, with us last minute. Also, we apologize for the interruptions hearing through the feed. It's been an issue ongoing. Weather in the entire country is not that great. So we apologize. Our technical people are working on it. Charlie, why don't you tell everybody a little about yourself, where you come from, where you've been, No BS News, and just please continue. Floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to throw that outside. Hey, Walter, mm-hmm. Where are you right now, man? Where are you sitting? What town? What state?
Just outside of Chattanooga.
Chattanooga, man. I love Chattanooga. I swear I love Chattanooga. Hey, Scoop, where are you at?
I am in Northern Virginia in my spacious and tastefully decorated studio in just outside Washington, D.C.
So you're near Washington. I'm in Detroit. So we got Chattanooga, Detroit, and D.C. That's pretty good. Everybody who's listening, forgive us. Whatever. There's tornadoes going on. Scoop, I got that license plate of yours today. Thank you very much, bro. It's got the... Don't tread on me. Fix Detroit. Thank you so much. I do not believe, and I'm an old man. I'm 57. You sent it to me for my birthday. I do not believe that don't tread on me means I'm a fucking rape. I'm sorry. Again, I so apologize. I do not believe that don't tread on me is some kind of whistle to white racists. I'm no racist. I'm a equalist. And I believe all of us are getting screwed. And I like that flag. And that's what this place was founded on. And I refuse to let it be hijacked. Thank you for it.
Not a problem. But, you know, some people see that is known as the Gadsden flag is one of the first flags used in the Revolutionary War. Some people see
it
that
was.
As a white supremacist flag. To me, that's my way of telling the government to go leave me the hell alone. Stop taking more money out of my pocket. Stop telling me what to do. Stop telling me to get the vaccine. Stop telling me I can't say certain things. You know, leave me the hell alone. But, again, I had to go to the government to get that license plate on my car and,
right.
For your birthday. But
stop spying on me. Stop telling me what's not true.
Exactly. But, Charlie, I hope you put that up in your beautiful studios in downtown Detroit for the No BS News.
Right now. Hey, Walter, tell me something about being a New York cop living in Chattanooga, man.
Well,
are you in Chattanooga?
Yeah, it's a different life down here. I'm right outside Chattanooga. You know, Chattanooga's the city. I'm right outside. I'm in the Chattanooga's limits. But not in the city. It's a different zip code. Anyway, you know, they have the same issues, not on such a high scale. you know, drugs, you know, prostitution, murders, you know, you name it, serial killers. It's not on such a high scale as, you know, New York or Detroit. But they have their moments, they have their issues. You know, Chattanooga was one of the cities that were allowed the TV show Cops, you know, to ride along with them. And, you know, it gets pretty hairy over there. You know, I used to work in Chattanooga. I worked a part-time job in Chattanooga, and I would come home at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And one morning I was on my way home with my truck. It's just a pickup truck. And I'm sitting at a traffic light, and a car comes from a side street, you know, about a block down, a side street, makes a turn like towards my direction, but never straightened out, went right into a pole. Okay. Bam. And I just sat there watched into a light pole. And I just and I just watched, you know, steam started coming out of the radiator, and, you know, I'm waiting for the door to open and the guy to come out, and it didn't. But what happened was, and this was a flashback, because this happens in New York, in the under-resourced neighborhoods all the time. Somebody came out from, there's like a park or a parking lot right where the guy had the accident. And he started opening up the door and grabbed his arm. Well, I pulled up. The guy was trying to rob him is what he was doing after the accident. So
Time out. You were a cop in Chattanooga at this time?
No.
You're just a guy watching. I'm a former cop watching. Okay.
Yeah.
And the guy gets into an accident, and our American brother decides to rob the guy?
Yeah, he came out he came over a small fence, went over to the door, and, you know, pulled the door open and pulled his arm out. And I figured he was going to take his watch, you know, and whatever he could get. And I go ahead and I took the red light. I told Scoop this one the week after it happened, a few years back. And I pulled up on the guy and skidded right in front of him. And he just took off. So all I did was call 911 and just report the accident. I waited till I heard the sirens and saw the lights, and then I left because I don't need to be involved in none of that.
Understood.
Stuff happens in all the cities, maybe not on such a, you know, major scale because of the dense of the population, but the density.
Well, but let me say, I mean, it's kind of a remarkable story, and the fact that you just pulled up and did that. Nobody's doing
just
that.
Just happened to be there.
You know what? Because everybody's a wuss. Everybody's a wuss. Nobody wants to defend each other. And again,
well,
this
they just
isn't
want to videotape it, put it on YouTube.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. Yeah. I don't want any trouble. You know what I mean?
And so, we need, I'm going to give you another.
I'm not vouching for you.
Charlie,
I don't know you.
Let me give you another, for instance. At, you know, same time, you know, different night, of course. I was at a gas station in Chattanooga, probably 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, and I'm pumping gas, and this homeboy starts walking up on me, and he's wearing this, you know, long coat, and, you know, he looked like, you know, any other, you know, ghetto rat. And, he started asking me for stuff. So I pulled the nozzle out of the gas tank and I pointed it at him. I said, you come another step closer, man, I'm going to soak you.
I get that one.
And guess what he did? He came another step closer. And guess what I did?
I
soaked him with gasoline. I pull out. Now, I don't smoke. I pull out my battery charger and my phone charger. And it looks like a lighter. And I started to walk up on him. And I said, get the hell out of here, man. I'm going to light you up. And he ran off. So
well, yeah, man.
You know, it is what
so
it is.
Ladies who are listening, if a man comes to mug you or you don't like him, you ask him to step away, spray him with the gas, and pull your lighter out.
Just spray him with the gas, yeah. And threaten to light him up. He would look like Richard Pryor running down the street. probably lit him up.
Scoop.
Anyway, Scoop. Let me put
here's
this in.
Here's
let me
put the host thing because that was unbelievable, Walt. That was unbelievable.
Charlie, let me put this in between since we're talking about Tennessee.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not. No, sorry. You lost control of the program. Well, Scoop, Tennessee's the biggest growth state in the union. It's the biggest growth state in the union. And that means everybody from Detroit, everybody from New York, everybody from Arkansas, and everybody from L.A. is going to Tennessee because it's the next promised land in this country. So,
well, there's no state income tax either, so that helps.
Well, you know, Florida also, but Tennessee got a little better climate, I think.
Yeah, but Tennessee ain't nearly as expensive as Florida.
Exactly, dude. So, I'll edit this.
All right, let me put this in.
Cut it out.
Let me put this in here. Let me put this in here. Since we're talking about Tennessee, okay?
Well, you're not going to put anything in me, man. You got to buy me a drink.
No. I'm going to put this in on the line. Let's just get this straight.
We're doing the radio. You don't get to put anything
to the
in me without a drink.
No, going to put some.
It's a joke.
We're
going to
put something
joke.
In
Jesus,
on the show, not on you or in you.
Okay. All right, last week,
Monday morning. Listen up. Monday morning, since we're talking about Tennessee. There was a school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, Jesus. I'm crossing myself.
We're
going to
do that right
Easter,
after
everybody.
This break, and I'm going to bring
Lord.
It in.
And we're going to talk about what an assault semi-automatic rifle is.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News. I'm Jerry Barmish. At least 22 people are dead after tornadoes ripped across the Midwest and South on Friday. It comes after 4 people were killed in structural collapses in Illinois. There were 7 deaths in parts of Tennessee, while Little Rock had 5 people get killed from the storms. Mayor Frank Scott Jr. says it's difficult to put into words what he saw.
We've all experienced a devastating tornado, which has created a state of emergency for the city of Little Rock, Central Arkansas, and the entire state.
This pastor from Arkansas got a close-up look at the tornado.
Things from other buildings that's been destroyed is in the church. Like the cleaners next door, the clothes in the church. You know, the washateria next door over down the street. The beams from the washateria is in the side of the church. So,
one person is dead after a tornado tore through Delaware Saturday evening. The tornado was spotted in Sussex County, downing trees and telephone lines. State police says there is widespread residential damage. Former President Donald Trump has raised over $4 million since his indictment on Thursday. Former Attorney General Bill Barr is blasting the indictment of his former boss as an abomination. Speaking to Fox News, Barr said if reports are accurate, quote, they are going after the man, not a crime. Barr, who served as Attorney General in the Trump administration, called the case, quote, pathetically weak. President Biden is reportedly skipping King Charles's coronation. The Telegraph reports Biden recently told the royal family he was unable to make the coronation in May due to prior commitments. There will be a formal U.S. delegation in attendance, however. The U.K. outlet says Biden is considering sending First Lady Dr. Jill Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris on his behalf. With no winners Saturday night, Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot jumps to $385 million. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and our friend Charlie LaDuff. We've been having some technical issues because the weather's just going absolutely crazy. Those listening online, we apologize. The whole, I guess, interweb is going nuts. The weather's going nuts, but this will be on our podcast later this week. Anyways, Walter, before the Doors came on and played When the Music's Over, you were talking about the incident in Nashville. Go ahead.
Yeah. We had a school shooter Monday morning about 10 o'clock in Nashville Elementary School. And he gained entry by shooting through a door and gained entry. This piece of crap ultimately killed three children and three staff of the school. Went to the second floor and was firing upon the police as they were showing up. The incident was reported at 10:15. By 10:27, the perp was dead. The Nashville Metro Police, two officers, ran in to this school under fire, located the perp, and shot it dead. Unfortunately, not fast enough, but they saved countless lives. Uvalde, Texas needs to take note on how Nashville handled this elementary school disaster. These two officers, one with 4 years, one with 9 years on the job, risked their life and limb, both of them family men, children, young children, ran into that school because they knew there were people in danger. And they took out the target quickly. The entire thing lasted 12 minutes. Where in Uvalde, the cowards made it last an hour and a half, and we lost over 30 people.
Do not do what you're doing, Walter, because I looked at that tape too, and that wasn't two guys. That was a dozen guys. I saw it.
Well, they all ran in. The two guys got the perp on the second floor.
Two of them got credit, and credit to them, but there were guys on the flank. There were guys on the point.
Yeah. Well, you got to kind of let me finish a little bit.
Well, let me.
As they were going in, of course they were being covered, but the idiot was still shooting at the second floor window.
Well, yeah.
I saw the video too. Okay. Now the point.
It was a lot of guys.
Yeah. No. It was an entire division that was there.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't like the cops that were out in the parking lot were cowards.
I'm glad
they
you was, said
they
that.
Were taking care of business outside
that.
Also. They weren't waiting until something happened. They took action.
The whole PD did something.
My point is that the LGBTQ community wants recognition for their feelings and their rights and what they want to do.
I don't want to go there.
And that's okay.
I don't want to go there. I don't, because
I'm going there.
A sicko is a
this
sicko.
This person,
well,
this
I'm
shooter,
not, I'm
this
not
murderer
let you do
of
that
children.
With me on the air. I'm not going to let you do that
only
with me on
recognize
the air. I'm your guest. I'm your guest.
As a female, because he came in
but
as
you
a
can't
female.
Do this to me.
It was
but
a
you
man.
You can't do this to me.
You're damn right I can do it.
Gentlemen.
Hang up on this guy. Cut him off.
Me? You're going to cut me
off? Cut him off. Yeah. It's my show. I'm going to report what I want to report.
Fair enough.
And I'm reporting that this person wanted to be recognized as a female, but it was a transgender person who a male, born a male, recognized himself as a female. The calls came in as a female. because he was dressed as such.
6 weeks.
So all he had to do was pull off that damn wig of his, and he could have gotten out the back door. He went in disguise.
I'm not going there.
So he's a travesty to all the LGBTQ community to do what he did. It was this disgusting act.
Wait. Charlie,
and
all
the
right,
hero cops in the Metro Net down like a dog, like he deserved.
Set me up. Let me say my piece.
All right, go ahead, Charlie. Charlie, the floor is yours.
A sicko is a sicko. We had one at Michigan State. The police will not tell me the circumstances of what they know. It's, they want to charge me $15,000 to understand the police response. Whether you're a black man, a white man, a woman who identifies as a white man, or whatever she or he identified as, you're a problem. I will not do that. We got an issue. I'm a gun owner. I subject myself to every weapon I own. Every weapon I own, the government knows about. Every weapon I own, the government knows about. I have no problem with that.
Why should the government know every weapon you own, Charlie? You're a law-abiding citizen.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a great question. But I submit to the law that's written. You're correct in that. I don't have an answer. I think I've said that twice. But I do submit to it. But I am a weapon owner. And I don't think I'm a sicko. Some people are. And it's ultimately the gun that kills the people. It is. Because nobody's using a knife.
Well, Charlie, look what happened in New York. You had a guy rented a Ford truck from Home Depot, and he ran out. He took it on a jogging trail, started running people down.
There's that too. There's that too, man.
You know, people.
Do not mistake me, gentlemen. There's no way to account for a sick person. And every time of these things happen, we say we need mental health. We don't have any money even to bail out the banks, much less do something for sick people. We're in a real bad spot. That's all I want to say. I have no answer. I agree with you, and I disagree with you. I'm not looking for identity politics. Every one of these guns were legally purchased. Truth? Truth?
Right. It's not the guns problem. Okay. It's the person pressing the trigger.
Okay.
Charlie.
They're legally
purchased. You own
purchased.
Guns,
that's
I own
exactly
guns.
Right.
We're not
Scoop. That's exactly right. I don't know what we do.
Well, I mean, here's another thing, Charlie. The idiot over at in Nashville was on medication, was seeing psych services.
Not an idiot. Not an idiot. A murderer. A murderer.
Right, the murderer.
Not an idiot.
The murderer that took out these six innocent people.
Children.
The murderer that took out these six innocent people was seeing somebody for mental health evaluations. You know, it's
okay.
A little crack.
It's the murderer of children. Let's be really specific about what we're talking about. Murderer of children. I don't have the answer. I don't. But I know the nomenclature. You murdered children. How? Why? Why?
Because the person's having mental issues, Charlie.
Because
if
the person's
you
transgender,
having,
or the person's black, or the person's white, or the person's 18? What is it?
I don't know why. I think it was.
I don't either, bro.
I say, well, my theory, and this is a theory like everybody else, is that the person had an issue with being transgender, and I guess attended that school.
Guys, getting away from it.
What?
You know, now it seems like people are guessing what happened to this guy. This guy
right.
used to go to this school.
Right.
Gal, he used to go to
Gal,
school.
Wait a minute, wait, Walt.
And he said,
Gal
killer.
Or
he
guy?
Used to go to that school. Gal. When he made statements before this shooting that he felt that he was being pushed down, held back, because he was trying to identify as a gay man. And he became transgender, and then he took whatever he thought was wrong with him out on three kids and three staff.
All right. Well, and tell you what, when we come back, we'll move on to something completely
to the
different.
Metro Nashville PD for taking that son of a bitch out.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we are back. Scoop Stanton, Walter Yurkow, and Charlie LaDuff. And now they had a slight disagreement about certain opinions, but here's one thing that they both agree on beyond a reasonable doubt.
Okay.
That I'm a great radio host.
Did we have a disagreement?
If you don't have disagreements, how do you find a solution?
But I wasn't sure we had one.
What? A solution or a disagreement? No, we didn't have a disagreement.
We just had opinions. Exactly.
We just had opinions. As far as I know,
a sicko is a sicko. Right, a sicko is a sicko.
Okay, all right, guys. Here's something both of you, I want your opinion on. Right. Walt, you're involved in the 7-5 scandal. Charlie, you interviewed Rick Wersey. What can we do about the drug problem in America?
Make it legal.
Nothing. Charlie, you go first.
Nothing. I say nothing, but I will say this. Nobody from the Sackler family, nobody that was pushing opioids to kill people went to prison. They get to pay. I'm a libertarian, but I do not believe that you should be able to buy heroin at 7-Eleven. Walter, I throw it over to you.
No, you got to get it by prescription, but have it legalized and monitored is what I'm saying. I mean, they're getting it legally anyway. Opioids are all over the country. But then again,
yep.
And again, now we're going to have a discussion on this. Then again, there's doctors out there that'll hand out a freaking prescription to anybody that shows up and pays them $75 for a copay.
Put them in prison.
Put them in prison. Those are the people. Those are the licensed MDs and PAs that need to be.
Walter, put them in prison.
You know, they need to be However, Charlie, nobody is making these people take these opioids.
Put them in prison.
No, I'm talking now I'm talking about the buyers. Nobody is making anybody go into my old precinct in the 75 and go buy smack or coke or fentanyl or any other damn thing. Nobody's making them do it. Nobody's making them do it. Yet, when they overdose, they get free Narcan where I can't get free insulin.
Stop yelling at me. I don't believe that the user is a criminal. I believe that the pusher is the criminal. You agree or no?
I agree also.
Yes or no?
But if it's,
okay, yes or no? Wait a minute. We got a radio show.
If there's no buyer, there's no seller.
Well, we got a radio show, though. So do you believe that the pusher or the user is the more mass criminal?
The user. No, the user.
I think it's the pusher. So
no,
that's okay.
I believe it's the user. I believe it's the user. Of course, if there's no demand, there's no need for supply.
I'm on a radio show over here. Hold on. My daughter won't give me no ice. Can I get some ice? Oh, no, she said no.
Madonna.
What are we drinking tonight? Charlie, what are we drinking?
The thing you sent me, Scoop.
No, I sent
you
a license plate. No, I'm not sending booze.
Well,
because,
you know, I'm over here in Tennessee, I can do something.
Walter, you live in Tennessee. You can head on down to Lynchburg and take all, pick up all the booze you want.
They don't sell it in Lynchburg. It's dry county.
Oh, all right. Well, here's something, listen, boys.
I believe, let's finish that. I believe that the user asks for it, but the user is the victim. And if you're the seller, if you're the pusher, if it's illegal, you got to go away. That's
all
what
right.
I believe.
No.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. That's okay.
Right. Am I wrong?
That's okay. That's okay. I'm gonna tell you a quick story from experience. Okay.
By the way, I got some experience too, Walter. You know, I'm gonna follow this up.
Parked in front of a drug location. Okay, there are no buyers. The seller has to leave.
Wait a minute. 1986.
Yeah.
Did you say 1986?
I'm telling you from experience. If I pulled up and parked my radio car and myself in front of a drug location, there are no buyers because I'm there. The seller has to leave because he's not selling anything there. So if you take away the buyers, the seller goes away. Maybe go somewhere else. But take away the buyers, the seller has to move. If I take away the seller, tomorrow another seller will be there. That's how it works.
Well, that's true.
That's how I believe it works. And that's from experience.
Well, that's absolutely true.
But nobody,
so listen, hey,
nobody,
copper,
listen
copper.
To me. No one
no,
is
no,
dragging
no, no.
these users
to go
the seller. No one. They're going of their own free will.
I know, but listen,
money
New York,
is,
listen.
Money
listen,
in the
listen.
Ghetto, like my man Chicky said, money in the ghetto is the richest place in the world. Why?
Bro,
because
if the users are coming in
to spend their money.
But if I got your accent lined up, you're from like Syosset, New York?
No.
You're from Long Island?
No.
I'm in Jersey City, New Jersey?
No, it could be.
Charlie, what's that?
I'm a New York City cop.
I'm running away. Scoops.
Charlie, what's up with the person?
Stop it.
Staten Island.
Charlie, we're talking about a drug problem because, I mean, Walter's seen it, I've seen it, and you've seen it firsthand.
Scoop.
And now we've got fentanyl coming.
Can you let your own show be cool? Can I talk to Walter for a minute? Walter, where are you from?
All right, go ahead, Charlie.
What high school did you graduate? What high school?
Swanica High School, Queens, New York.
Queens. What part of it is that? Bayside?
What, right there, Floral Park, Queens.
Floral Park. Lovely. You know what people hate about Floral Park, Queens?
People actually live
in houses. They live in houses in Floral Park, Queens. Brooklyn hates Queens.
I still live in a house. What are you talking about?
Brooklyn hates Queens. The Bronx hates Queens.
Nope.
Manhattan hates
Queens. No, the Bronx hates Brooklyn, Charlie.
The Bronx hates fuck. Sorry again.
No, the Bronx. Charlie, I'm telling
everybody
you, the Bronx
hates Queens because Queens is the most superior place in New York. It's not Staten Island. It's not the Bronx. It's not Brooklyn.
What's that got to do with the price of freaking cocaine?
Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm getting
there, man. Come on, Charlie.
We got a
middle-class white bread America from Long Island and northern New Jersey coming into New York City to buy their drugs. No one
and
is
Queens.
Dragging. Yeah, they got drug dealers in Queens and Brooklyn and Staten Island and the Bronx and Manhattan. Nobody is dragging them in from the white neighborhoods in Queens. From Long Island and northern New Jersey, nobody's dragging them. They're coming up their own freeway.
I did so many years in New York. I want some cocaine. I'm not trying to hurt myself. I'm not trying to hurt anybody else. You know, I'm just trying. That's the deal.
Charlie, what part of the city did you live in?
I can't tell you how many white people. How many white men and women? Listen, I can't tell you how many white people, men and mostly women.
Why you gotta be racist, man? Now you're racist.
Back in
now you're racist.
No, Charlie, tell the truth.
I'm not being racist. I'm talking about white people. How am I racist?
Yeah, go on. It's a joke.
White.
God, white jokes. Relax, God.
White girls. 20
Jesus.
And 21 years
girls.
Old.
I love white girls, man.
Dressed
who
to freaking kill.
I love white girls.
Going into a ghetto to buy cocaine because they want to have fun over the weekend.
But those are the kind of white
and
girls
I like.
And
then they end up missing. And then they end up missing.
Those are the kind of white girls I'm sad for.
Charlie. Okay, but Charlie, he's making a point. It's the white people coming in from Long Island to buy the dope in the ghetto.
You don't understand, dude. Joey Buttafuoco. I didn't say Joey did. I'm just saying it's just a thing. You don't think that white people in Long Island sell cocaine? You don't think that
It's too expensive on Long Island. Listen, it's too expensive in Long Island.
Okay, and it's too dangerous in Detroit because it's got fentanyl in it. Anybody listening, do not do cocaine anymore. Do not go do cocaine. Don't buy prescription. Can I do a PSA, please? Do not buy your business on the street. Don't buy your weed. Don't buy your pills. Don't buy your powder. Don't do anything because it's corrupted with fentanyl. And I'm telling you from personal sad experience of my family, do not buy. It's not the 80s anymore. It's not the 90s. And it's not the 2000 and aughts. It'll kill you. It will kill you. If you're going to get high, find a doctor.
If somebody is going to go and buy, like you said, you know, cocaine and heroin and powder and weed, go to a cop. Because he's probably using the same product. Yeah, because he's probably using the same product.
Am I talking to a former cop?
Yes, Charlie. Yeah. Charlie, I send you a link to the 7-5 movie to your phone. You got to watch it. I mean, there you go, Charlie. There's your doors.
Here we go. Ready?
bright as Amma's dawn.
Anyways, for exactly. A show with Duff Walter Yerko, this is Scoop Stanton saying it's been a hell of a show. We might be back next week. Thank you, gentlemen.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.